tape number two, side B. From now on, every time you start a practice session, regardless of whether you are practicing at the 7 word per minute weight or at the 20 word per minute rate, always start your practice sessions with tape two, side B. Go through this exercise every single time before you start a new session. What I will do, I will send a code character, I will tell you what that character is, then send it a few more times in rapid succession. You are to repeat exactly as I say the letter, number, or punctuation mark. The memorizing of these characters is best attained if you are somewhere where you can close your eyes and just listen as the code comes. Here we go. M. T. R. P.
Seven.
Zero. 2.
Seven.
8.
Few abbreviations you should be made aware of that are used throughout code in ham radio. One you will hear quite often is this one. That was YL. That's a young lady in amateur radio. Another one you will hear. That's FBOM. That stands for Fine Business Old Man. It seems like in every conversation you hear over the air in code, that is always sent at least once somewhere along the line.
Another one you will hear quite often is this one. That was F-E-R. That's fur. I presume that's supposed to be like F-O-R. I wonder why it's sent most of the time when it's so easy to send F-O-R.
Let's get one thing straight right now. There's an and sign you will find used universally throughout the code bands. It is sent as E-S. There's a right way to send it and a wrong way to send it. What you generally hear throughout the novice band is the and sign E-S sent in this manner. This is the wrong way to send the and sign. The and sign should sound like this. After the first dit, there should be a spacing of a blank dit before the S starts. There's a very good reason for this, too. As you progress along and eventually learn all the code letters, the numbers, and the punctuation marks, when a fellow sends you an and sign that sounds like this, you will automatically think ES and not even have the faintest idea what the guy is really sending you is really the and sign. So what you're waiting for is the rest of the words starting with ES. You will find after you've been in code for quite a while that when this sign, there is no such thing as dit, dit, dit. It does not exist. It is a non-existent number, letter, punctuation mark. You will automatically sink into your head what you're trying to hear. That is the end sign, dit, dit, dit. It's got its own little characteristic all by itself. We are now ready to start the lessons. As you have progressed this far, any time you start a new lesson or start your practice session for the day, always play tape number 2, side B, the exercise on your letters, numbers, and punctuation marks. Always play this tape first before you start any new lesson. As you have progressed this far, you are probably not still too comfortable with the code at high speed yet. What you do is go back and play tape number 1, side A and side B, and tape number 2, side A. Play these tapes as many times as necessary until you feel comfortable with this code. We are now going to start our first lesson. What there are a series of 9 lessons. We will go all the way from 3 words per minute up to 23 words per minute. The first lesson is practice of code at 5 words per minute. I will send 1 minute of code at 3 words per minute, then 9 minutes of code at 5 words per minute, then 1 minute of code at 7 words per minute. And at the end of the lesson, I will tell you what was sent. You are now going to need pencil and paper. As each character is sent, you are not only to write the character down, you are also to say what the character is. You will find that you will learn much faster this way, mainly because as you say what the character is, it will flow from your mouth back into your ear and into your head, and your mind will pick it up much faster this way than just writing it down once you realize what the character is. This is lesson number 1, code at 3 words per minute. Number 1, code at 5 words per minute. lesson number one code at 7 words per minute. The words sent for the 3-word-per-minute code rate were standing-wave. The 5-word-per-minute rate, it's a paragraph. At all other points, the current either leads or lags the voltage, comma, and so the load seen by the generator when the line length is not an exact multiple of 90 degrees is not a pure resistance, period. Input impedance is false. The words sent for the 7-word-per-minute rate were magnitude and phase angle impedance. If you got these words correct, but you got them all backwards, this is absolutely right. This is the way it's going to be sent throughout a portion of the rest of this course. The reason other code tape manufacturers use 5-character code groups is that they are hard to memorize. But you will find throughout this course that if I send a paragraph to you backwards, it is just as hard to memorize, but it's much, much easier to check the answers. Lesson number 2, 1 minute of code at 5 words per minute. Lesson 2 code at 7 words per minute. Lesson 2, 1 minute of code at 9 words per minute. Reading of the 5-word-per-minute code. Zip code numeric, question mark, 362791. The reading of the 7-word-per-minute. Each reactance circle segment is assigned a value of reactance, comma, about 180523 ohms. Comma, is this true? Question mark. All points in segments have the same reactance values, period. As with the ohm circuits, comma, the value normalized must be found by awkward experimentation, period. Radials can be 19, comma, 78, comma, 43, comma, 92, comma, 50, comma, 97, comma, 20, comma, or 60, period. Maybe none, question mark. The 9-word-per-minute code. Boxes and baby boys are bed, chit, slant bar, chat, chasers, period. This is the end of tape number 2, side B. Would you please now go to tape number 3, side A?